Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, September 25th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, fraud from the Home Depot data breach has started, and looking for a job? No? You may be the perfect candidate. Financial institutions are starting to see fraudulent transactions from credit and debit card accounts that were exposed during the data breach at Home Depot earlier this year.
Thousands of banks around the country are starting to track them. There are fraudulent transactions that are getting through, and then there are some that are being blocked by the banks, which are stepping up their efforts to stop these.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Robin Seidel. The fraud is showing up across the U.S. as criminals use stolen credit card information to try and purchase prepaid cards, electronics, and even groceries. In some cases, the fraud has been tracked to batches of cardholder accounts that are tied to a specific zip code. The banks are trying to prevent it where possible.
They know which account numbers have been compromised, and if there are transactions that look a little unusual, they are trying to notify the cardholder. Sometimes the transaction will still go through, however.
Consumers really have to be the first line of defense here.
There aren't that many financial institutions that are reissuing tons of cards proactively. Sometimes they wait until there's actually fraud that is showing up on the card because it's expensive for them to reissue cards.
Customers aren't responsible for unauthorized transactions, but they are required to put in the work to deny the purchase if the banks don't catch it. As we continue, how to get noticed by companies that are hiring.
You've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 13 years, they've been helping Americans with LLCs, incorporation, wills, trusts, and more. LegalZoom makes it painless. You can always reach out to them with questions, and they'll talk you through the process. You can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they're not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter the code WSJ in the referral box at LegalZoom.com.
Are you out there looking for a new job? No? Well, then you may be just the candidate companies are looking for. Consumer advisor Regina Lewis says more companies are looking to hire folks who are currently working and not out there looking for a new job, which is why sites like Monster.com are building profiles on over 100 million people, whether they ask for it or not.
Anything you post on social networks, if you're commenting on industry websites and blogs, all of that, frankly, gets mashed up, if you will, and they have, whether you know it or not, a profile on you.
These profiles could also include if you have registered for any new patents or if you're scheduled to attend or speak at an industry conference. The idea is that companies are looking for thought leaders in their field, and these profiles are more vital than the resume you've posted or submitted.
Bottom line, the best candidate isn't necessarily the one who markets themselves the best. At the end of the day, it's going to be the person who's best for that job, and everyone's got a vested interest in making sure it's the right fit.
That being said, being on LinkedIn is a must for job seekers and folks who want to stand out in their industry. But don't just limit yourself to posting new status updates. Use their new self-publishing tools.
Those who are doing it are vastly increasing their network, because when you just post a status update on LinkedIn, it goes to the people you already know. But arguably, you really want to broaden that base.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all of the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.